Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dan Helfrich. How are you, Dan?
Robert, I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. And you know why he's amazing? You are going to hear later on, he is not just a CEO. He's actually an official broadcaster for Georgetown. But we're not going to talk about that yet. So right now, your role is you are CEO of Deloitte Consulting. Everyone's heard of Deloitte. You've like 56,000 employees you're responsible for. And more than that, you've the fiduciary responsibility to guide a lot of CEOs in their strategy and execution. So here's the big question. This is a very competitive space you're in. What's different about Deloitte?
Well, it is competitive, and by the way, that makes it fun. There's nothing that gets my juices going, and frankly, nothing that gets the juices going of our entire 56,000-person team than the thrill of competing to do great work for our clients. Look, what's different about us, in my mind, it's our ambition first. We have a very clear ambition, and that is to be the most influential and the most responsible consultancy in the world. Influence meaning that the problems, the risks, the challenges that are the greatest for individual clients, for ecosystems of clients, or for society writ large, I want Deloitte Consulting's voice in those conversations. And responsibility, which means that as we do our work, as we lead ourselves and the industries we work in, doing it with responsibility at the fore to create positive change in society, that's critical. And in my mind, you can be the most influential and the most responsible. You'll also be the best consulting firm in the world.
So how do you show responsibility? How does that manifest itself when you're working with clients?
Well, first of all, it manifests itself in shared objectives that the client and you have on an important topic societally. Maybe that topic is economic development for disadvantaged youth, and the client and Deloitte both have shared passion about addressing that issue, and you come together in the context of either a local community or nationally to address that issue.
Oh, so that's pretty cool. Now, do you do that more because both companies have in their focus that these are philanthropic efforts we have, or does it ever get to the personal level where you'll be one-on-one with the CEO and you'll say, hey, this is really important to me? How does it really work?
Oh, it works both those ways, and it works all the time. The great thing, and if you dial it back 10 years ago, I don't think those CEO to CEO conversations that had responsibility and purpose at their core were happening as predictably as there are today. I've probably had 30 or 40 CEO conversations in the 6 months since I've been in this role, and 95% of them have had purpose and responsibility, both what we care about in society and, frankly, how we're dealing with it internally with our employees. It's been in every one of those conversations.
That is something. It's really the new phase of business. Everything I've said, we're in our fourth phase, which is that everything's an integration of purpose and profit. And you're finding that in 95% of your discussions.
Absolutely.
Yep. Do you have any examples of one you want to tell about?
Well, look, let's talk about places like Silicon Valley, where so many of the companies there are both our clients and our business partners, as we form joint solutions with, for example, software companies that we're going to big businesses and bringing, or big governments and bringing integrated solutions. Well, in every one of those conversations with the CEOs or senior executives in those Silicon Valley companies, the topic of a particular passion is on the table. Sometimes it's about, frankly, big topics like the future of capitalism and how we as big businesses have a role to play in making sure that the work we do and the benefits that we accrue have benefit to society writ large. Sometimes it's on a more localized topic, like how do we deal with a housing crisis in a particular region. Those are all topics that are fair game now in CEO-to-CEO conversations.
You know, and it's really refreshing to me to see that a consulting firm is having these types of partnerships, because you're solving two things simultaneously, the business issues, but also the bigger issues of the world. So let's look. I know you have used convene and detonate. Now, that's part of your lexicon as CEO, and you're not the only one. That's, you know, a lot in Deloitte. Talk about what that really means. And, you know, I think the convene has to do with these types of partnerships you're talking about.
Yeah, so two words, they matter a lot, convene and detonate. Convene, it means that unconventional partnerships must be formed to bring to bear the best solutions to, you know, our clients' biggest problems. That means that your grandfather's consulting firm, maybe your father's consulting firm or your mother's consulting firm, that used to think it could do it all itself, is from a bygone era. The consulting firms, do we have immense talent? Yes. Do we have terrific solutions? Yes. Do we have a monopoly on the best ideas? Heck no. And the consulting firms that are going to win, and the consulting firms are going to have the biggest impact possible, are going to be the smartest at realizing how to knit together, how to convene different types of solutions, different types of stakeholders to address a problem holistically. And that's where I see the power coming from. Now, detonate, it may seem like a bit of a paradox, but what I see in leading my own team and what I see as I talk to other CEOs are processes, systems, management systems, ways of behaving that are decades old. And they become habits that people don't even recognize that they have. It might be the hour-long status meeting that the executive team has every week that no one looks forward to, no one uses, and they're not getting value out of it. It might be the orthodoxy that we're challenging ourselves, which is, where do you recruit the best and the brightest from? Is it only from tier one, quote, tier one universities or graduate degree programs? I think not. If you want to have the most diverse workforce, as we do, you better be going out to a wide variety of institutions. You better be looking for not just the newly minted MBAs. You better be looking for artists and designers and cultural anthropologists and scientists and clinicians. We need all those types of people. And so for us and for our clients, being able to actually find the orthodoxies that are preventing progress and detonating them is incredibly important.
So you've 2 minutes before break, but I read a great blog that you wrote about the future of talent, and it ties exactly into what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I just got the great opportunity to spend, as I have occasion to do, time with about 100 MBA students the other day, and we were talking about the future of this profession. And what I found was some things that were the same as I would have heard 7, 8 years ago, and some very different. The same, people looking for a variety of experiences in a short period of time, so that going into consulting kind of is a fast-forward experience in your development. What's different? The allure of travel gone way down. Some of that for
people
personal.
Used to love that.
People
now
used
they
to
don't.
Love the idea of jet-setting around the country or the world. It's certainly still appealing to some, but for others, some for personal wellness reasons, some for climate and sustainability reasons. Says, I want to be on a plane less often. And then connecting this to the early part of our conversation, the number one thing people say they want out of a consulting experience is to create an impact that has positive societal value.
That's almost like your first point you were talking about with the types of partnerships and everything.
Precisely.
And responsibility. Oh, that's great. Well, I could see why you are a truly transformative CEO. If McGraw-Hill has me write part two of the book, you're in it. But when we come back, we're about to take a break. When we come back with Dan, you're probably noticing He has among the best radio voices of anyone you've ever heard with me, and that's because he's actually a professional broadcaster. When we come back, you're going to learn about his leadership philosophy of leading the 56,000 people in Deloitte Consulting. Back in a few. By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dan Helfrich, who is the CEO of Deloitte Consulting. So, everyone seems to... I was just talking with a friend recently, and she left this job that she loved, and she said when she came to Deloitte, oh my gosh, this is like the best company ever, the smartest people, and... What do you do to build this culture? You now have 56,000 people, and I mean more than that, then you have responsibility to a lot of CEOs you're advising.
Sure.
What do you do? I know you have like these special everyday equations and all sorts of things.
So the first thing I talk about every time I'm with a group is we better be having fun with the purpose of what we do.
I love it. You're talking about fun and...
this, you know, the life's too hard. And this career brings with it, inherent stresses and inherent competition, and can bring about anxiety for folks. Look, let's not forget, it's such a privilege to get to do what we do. And if you aren't able to do it with people that you admire, respect, and do it while you're laughing every day, then it's not worth it. So that's the first thing. That is a foundation, fun with purpose. And you alluded to it. The thing we've done with our team is say, instead of talking about culture as an amorphous organism that people can't really get their hands around, we've talked about it in, here are what we call everyday equations. Here's 15 things we want you thinking about when you make choices every day. So what might one of those be? Horseshoes are greater than circles. Okay, why would I tell someone that horseshoes are greater than circles? Well, what's the difference between a horseshoe and a circle? One's open and one's closed. I want our team always making sure that they're not creating cliques. They're not creating units that people can't penetrate. And so instead of saying avoid cliques, you say horseshoes are greater than circles, and it creates a whole nother conversation.
Very.
Another one is... just because I'm a good person, diversity and inclusion is less than intentional everyday diversity and inclusion. What does that mean? It means that it's not good enough to advance the diversity and inclusion goals that we have to just say, I'm a great person and I'm going to make thoughtful, value-based decisions every day. No, you're going to need to have this at the front of your mind to create choices and to create opportunities so that no matter the underrepresented demographic in our workplace, those individuals are getting the greatest opportunity to move forward. And on the inclusion front, you ask yourself every day, are all the voices on this team heard? And if they are not, then you need to be intentional about the way they do it. So 15 of those, that's driving a really powerful conversation about culture. But it's also a more tangible conversation about culture, which I think is important.
So now let's talk about the advice. You have a significant fiduciary responsibility. You're meeting, dealing with CEOs day in, day out. You're advising them. And the impact you give, and I know that it's partnership. You're not just giving the direct, here's what you do. You're working together. It impacts all their people, their customers. What is it you think that CEOs need to do to be more successful today?
First, in the way CEOs lead their organizations, they need to be closer to their teams. I see a dissonance between the C-suite and the executive teams and the employees that are making things happen every day. CEOs have to find a way to make sure that they're spending time and have the pulse of their broader organizations in play. The second is there's been a discussion about customer experience and employee experience for a while now. What we're realizing in our research shows is the best CEOs leading the best organizations think about the human experience. It's actually the intersection of all individuals that interact with their company or their brand, whether they are business partners, whether they are employees, whether they are customers. Elevating the human experience, those that look at the experience as holistic, who apply values to that thinking, will elevate the human experience, and they will have more engaged employees, they'll have more loyal customers, and they'll have business partners who want to spend more time with them versus their other choices.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dan Helfrich, who is the CEO of Deloitte Consulting. And we've been hearing what I would say these are some really good ideas to bring into your businesses. We got like 600,000 of you listening in. Use these ideas. This is, I mean, if you look at the human experience, that's a big one to me. I also really like that horseshoe. What a great idea. But let's shift now. So you could hear in his voice, he has a terrific voice. He is, in addition to running 56,000 people, a professional broadcaster. Talk about what you're doing there, and then let's go into what lessons you've learned from broadcasting and sports that impact a CEO.
Sure. So I probably am your first guest who's been both a CEO and a broadcaster. So how did I get into it? Well, like a lot of young people, I grew up dreaming of being a sportscaster. When it came time to graduate from school, I actually had some broadcasting opportunities and consulting opportunities, and for a variety of personal reasons, I chose the consulting ones, which some people told me at the time was crazy. And then 15 or 16 years ago, as the online streaming of college sports in particular, those not on network television, became more approachable and more available. I started to do play-by-play of the Georgetown men's soccer games. I actually played soccer, and I played at Georgetown as an undergraduate. And over the course of 16 years, I've broadcast hundreds of games, most of them soccer. To this day, I broadcast every Georgetown men's soccer game. You asked about connections of broadcasting to leadership and my job, and there are actually many. The first thing is, you see a lot of CEOs talking about work-life balance, work-life fit, etc. I'm walking the talk of the importance of having a fulfilling set of passions, hobbies, and things that occur outside my workplace. And the fact that I turn down, if there happens to be a broadcast I'm doing in the middle of the week, that I turn down, you know, an internal meeting, or I configure my life so that that broadcasting that game, which is important to me, so I can do that, that speaks volumes to my team, and I think gives permission for others to make their own version of a personal choice. That's important. And the last thing I'll say is, when you do play-by-play, as I do, the intersection of preparation and real-time articulation comes to the fore. And if you want to be a great business leader and a great consultant, you absolutely must be prepared. You must have facts. You must have data. You must understand the people you're interacting with, just as I must understand the facts and the rosters of the teams I'm broadcasting. But guess what? The world changes before your eyes in a business meeting in a moment, and it changes before your eyes when you're broadcasting a game. And how you don't let the preparation prevent you from seeing a moment, seizing a moment, and being articulate as things change. I have to do that well to be a good CEO and a good advisor to CEOs, just as I have to do it well to paint an attractive picture and a memorable picture to my viewers when I'm doing a broadcast.
And on that note, it has been a real pleasure having you on the CEO Show. And remember, for all of you out there, use the horseshoe.
Thanks, Robert. It's been fun.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Warner Thomas. How are you, Warner?
Doing great. Thank you.
And Warner is the CEO of Ochsner, which is the largest non-for-profit healthcare system in Louisiana, about a total of $5 billion, 25,000 employees. Talk about what the system is.
So basically, we are the largest healthcare system in Louisiana and also the Gulf South. If you look at our owned and managed facilities, our revenue is $5 billion. Our owned facilities is about $3.1 billion. But we are we're a large not-for-profit healthcare organization. We have a large academic medical center based in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have over 100 clinics around southeast Louisiana. And last year, Ochsner is a true destination healthcare center. We took care of people from every parish in Louisiana, every state in the U.S., and over 60 countries from around the world.
Now, every state in the U.S., why specifically are people, if they're in Alaska, why are they coming to Ochsner?
So I think it's a variety of different subspecialties. I mean, we have, going back 76 years, Ochsner has always been known as a destination healthcare facility. Alton Ochsner, who was the founder of Ochsner Clinic at that point in time, was the first one to tie smoking to lung cancer.
And really,
yeah, so the Ochsner
history.
Family, yeah, so the Ochsner family has a long legacy of healthcare excellence, and so initially, cardiac care was the real center of excellence for Ochsner, going back, you know, many decades. Today, we see people come to us for transplant. We have the largest liver transplant program in the country, also have the best outcomes in the country. We have a large neurological program, both in neurosurgery and neurological disorders. We also see many people come to us for pediatric care as well as, you know, high subspecialty women's care and also cancer care. Last year we took care of people from over 40 states in our cancer program.
Mm. Well, I want to talk about something different about Katrina.
Sure.
You know, you became CEO in 2012, but in 1998 you joined Ochsner.
Correct.
So what in the world was this like when Katrina comes, and you were probably busier than anyone I could imagine in America?
So that was obviously a very challenging time for New Orleans, for Louisiana, and for us at Ochsner. You know, looking back, August 29, 2005, it was a challenging time. I think everybody knew the storm was going to be catastrophic, but I don't think anyone knew, you know, how difficult it was going to be until a day or two later when we realized the levees had broken and the city was filling up with water at that point in time. I actually stayed at Ochsner and lived in my office for almost 3 months. And so the nice thing is
you slept in my office.
Yeah, the commute was easy, but certainly it was a challenging time. And I think the one thing, as I look back, you find out a lot about people and a lot about an organization when you go through a difficult time. And at Ochsner,
you know what? Just to say, that is a great thing. You understand true character more in the difficult time than
absolutely,
you ever do.
Absolutely. And so I would say our organization stepped up. We did amazing things taking care of people during Katrina and the months afterwards. We also we saw people step up, physicians, nurses, many of our food service workers, they didn't have people to come and replace them, so they worked weeks and weeks and weeks on end without relief. They did an amazing job. Ochsner, we didn't lay one person off through that whole process.
Seriously?
Not one person. We lost $70 million in 5 months at the end of 2005. But our board, to their credit, stood up and decided to double down in New Orleans. And in 2006, after Katrina, purchased three hospitals. Many of them have been damaged from Tenet Healthcare. Tenet decided to leave the New Orleans market. And Ochsner Health System doubled down on New Orleans, purchased those hospitals, and really since then, Ochsner has been on a very significant growth curve, you know, since Katrina.
Well, people see your two colors come out, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and I think it was a time when, true leaders lead, and I think Ochsner as an organization did that. And, you know, there's so many, there's so many positive stories that a lot of people never hear about. So many positive stories of our employees helping each other gut their houses and get their houses cleaned back up so they can move back into them. You know, the thousands of people that donated funds and clothes and you know, personal care items to help our employees who literally had lost, you know, everything. So it was a trying time, but I'll tell you, it was a time that I'm glad I went through it. I don't feel like I need to do it again, but I'm glad I went through it because I'm a better person for having experienced it.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Warner Thomas, who is the CEO of Ochsner. This is the main largest non-for-profit healthcare system in Louisiana. And we're talking about Katrina. And so from that, it sounds like the organization, if I could use one word, truly galvanized. What are the words that would define the culture of Ochsner? Because my sense is it probably has a different culture than any other health system in all of America, just having gone through something like Katrina that no one else had gone through.
Well, the interesting thing about Ochsner is it's founded in what's called a group practice, a practice of physicians who work together, not dissimilar than the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic. You know, Ochsner was founded by five surgeons who came together because they felt like group practice of medicine or team-based medicine was the best way to practice.
Wait, this is back in 1942.
1942.
No one was, now everyone's thinking that, but that is seriously progressive thinking.
Absolutely. At the time, there was nothing like it in the South. And Ochsner was really if you think about a trailblazer in medicine in that region. And since then, Ochsner has continued to set the stage in the South for medicine. And even today, there's things we do every day that are groundbreaking and different than others around us.
Tell me about something groundbreaking you're doing now.
So, you know, you think about all the things we're doing from, let's talk about, we're here at this, you know, conference, talk about innovation.
At the Atlas Conference in Boston.
So talking about innovation, for example, we're using artificial intelligence now to essentially predict patient deterioration or codes before they happen in our hospitals. So we always think about, a patient's going to have a cardiac arrest, they're going to have a code. We call the code team to basically save the patient. We now are using artificial intelligence to look at all the data we have in our electronic medical record while a patient's in the hospital. And we can predict that patient deterioration 4 to 5 hours before that patient ever has a code. And now what we've seen on our units that we're using this technology, a 44% reduction in our patients who code on our med-surg units. It's groundbreaking technology, amazing things.
What, is that Watson or something? What is it?
No, it's actually artificial intelligence and algorithms we built ourselves. We've partnered with Epic, our IT provider, and also with Microsoft. We use the Microsoft Azure platform for computing power. But we've built the technology and the algorithms ourselves with our own data scientists and capabilities internally.
And I know that you have a lot of respect for the CEO of Microsoft in terms of leadership.
Absolutely. I think what Microsoft has done is amazing. I mean, they've reinvented their organization over the past couple of years, and certainly I think it was an organization that is, you know, many think about it. I mean, Microsoft was kind of, you know, stalled perhaps, but I think today they've reinvigorated themselves. They're reinventing themselves in cloud computing. And, you know, we're happy that, you know, we partner with them, and actually we won the Microsoft Healthcare Challenge Award this year for healthcare innovation, and we're proud of that work.
We have 1 minute until break. First, what is the website if anyone wants to know about Ochsner? And I know everyone in Louisiana goes, but you just said people have come from all 50 states from, I think, 60 different countries. So what is the website?
Sure. It's www.ochsner.org.
Okay. And about 30 seconds left. Any final message on innovation before we go to break?
So I think the whole thing I would leave people with is that we are continuing to be much more connected to patients, and at Ochsner we're committed to do this, how we build connections with our patients outside of our clinics and outside of our hospitals. And I think this is really the future of healthcare, is how we build digital connectivity and relationships with patients when they're at home and outside of our organizations, as well as when they're in our organizations.
Okay, we're going to come back, take a break, and when we do, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I-need-it-done-yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Robert Griese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Werner Thomas, and he is the CEO of Ochsner. This is Louisiana's largest non-for-profit healthcare system, a total of about $5 billion in revenue, about 25,000 people work there. So you and I had spoken before, and when I asked one word that defines the future of your organization, of healthcare, you used the word relentless. And that's a pretty powerful word. Talk about why you chose that.
Well, it's interesting. We were looking at marketing firms and marketing campaigns just about 6 or 12 months ago, and this idea of relentless came up in the discussion. And as we showed this to our physicians, as we talked about internally, that is, who we are. We're relentless about how we get better every day. We like to say we want to be perfect at getting better. We're relentless at looking at new care opportunities and ways that we can take care of our patients, how we can continue to serve our patients differently, how we continue to innovate in healthcare, bring new technology, bring new capabilities. So it is it's a challenging time to work in healthcare. There's a lot of problems that need to be solved. But we look at, putting our people together to be relentless and making sure we're bringing the best that we can every day to our patients.
So how do you do that? You've 25,000 people. That's a lot of people. You're one CEO. How do you get people to internally want to become relentless? What do you do specifically as CEO?
Well, number one, I think it comes back to the type of people that you recruit and hire into your organization, right? And I've been very fortunate. I've built a great team of executives that work with me every day. They do an amazing job and frankly, make my job easy, I would say. But to the physicians that we recruit, we look for physicians, we look for nurses, we look for people in our organization that want to make a difference, that want to push to strive to new levels of performance.
When you're interviewing an executive, is there any one question you might ask them that would make you say, oh, this person might have that relentless?
I wouldn't say that there's any one question. But I think you can tell by, challenging people about what excites them. How do they deal with adversity?
So you're going to get those really visceral responses there
yeah.
from the core.
And I think it comes back to, you learn more about people when they've, and how they deal with adversity than how they deal with success, in my opinion. And, it's easy for everybody to be a cheerleaders and to be excited when things are going great. But when you're having challenges or you're having a tough year or you're going through, challenging problems, that's when you find out the most about a leader and about people that are around you. And I would say at Ochsner, we have people that rise up and deal with adversity in a very, very great fashion. Whether it's going back to Katrina, as we talked about earlier, or whether it's going back to just dealing with
Mardi Gras. I mean, think about it. Probably have a lot of people come to your system.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is actually a fun time, and it should be on the bucket list of everybody out there. New Orleans is it's a fun place. Mardi Gras is a fun time. But I come back to New Orleans has attracted people that want to make a difference, that want to be part of something that's bigger than them. And I think that's what Ochsner is. I mean, we want people that want to be part of something bigger than any one individual, that want to make a difference. And if you go back to the founding of Ochsner, the five founders, that's what they were all about, creating something bigger than what they were about.
So let's talk about that big. You have been a transformative CEO. What do you see as the future for Ochsner? What is your thought on how Ochsner will transform healthcare?
our digital technology and our digital transformation we're seeing in our economy is now, you know, having impacts on healthcare, how people access us. As far as, you know, online scheduling, we now, this year, we will book 400,000 of our appointments online.
And I heard you're sort of doubling that.
Yeah, so that's doubling every year over the past few years. You know, this year we'll have 1.2 million patient messages that come to us electronically. We're answering 97% of those, you know, same day. So this is a very different approach than what we've seen historically when you'd have to call your physician office sometime between 8 and 5 and have that interaction. So the digital world is having a major impact on healthcare, and we're embracing that, not fighting it.
So let's talk about building a culture of innovation. And you told earlier in the show of some really exciting things that you're doing with artificial intelligence. How do you, as a CEO, build a culture where you have these 25,000 people, and now people are focusing on innovation? Because obviously you're talking about Ochsner creating the future of healthcare.
You know, it's interesting. We talked a little bit, you know, during the conference here, the Atlas conference here in Boston, that the concept of play to win versus play not to lose. And I think that's a really important thought process and important philosophy that we challenge ourselves with at Ochsner.
Now, if I understand right, you were an accountant early in your career. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so when you talk about people pushing the envelope, not being conservative, that's not usually what you think of for someone being an accountant. So just walk through, how has your discipline as being an accountant, how has that impacted your leadership style?
Well, I'm not an accountant anymore, so that's... Maybe I failed at that, and I'm out of that profession. I worked at Ernst & Young for, you know, several years, and it was a great experience, and I learned a lot of things. But, you know, I think it all comes back to, are you making a difference? I think you asked me earlier, you know, at this Atlas conference, you know, what, as you think about being a CEO, what are the things you look for? Are you making a difference? And are you, you know, having a positive influence on those around you and the organization you're at? And I think that's what it's about at the end of the day, is you got to make a difference. You got to focus on helping others around you be more successful. And that allows you to have more freedom to take chances and to have the right trust. And all of our relationships, if they're solid and good, are built on trust. And trusting relationships, trust in your organization allows people to take chances, allows people to fail and move on and be fine with it and to learn from it.
Final question. What is it that you're proudest of at Ochsner? Maybe there was one thing that happened while you're there when you said, this is the hospital system I want to stay with, want to become CEO, I want to help make a difference.
I would say the thing I'm most proud of is the team that we've assembled. And I wouldn't say I've assembled. I'd say we've assembled, because it's the people that work for me and the people that work for them. We've amassed an incredible amount of talent at Ochsner. And the job they do every day, the impact they have, from our physicians to our nurses to our administrative people, truly making a difference every day in what they do, truly continuing to have Ochsner be a leader, putting New Orleans on the map as a destination healthcare center. I am most proud of the team and what they do every day, and I just am so proud of them. And really, as I think about it, it's so great to see them be successful and to see them flourish.
On that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Warner.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.